The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, 26th Chapter, Text Number 10, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on December 22nd, 1974, in Bombay, India.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, "The unmanifested eternal combination of the three modes is the cause of the manifested state, and is called pradhana. It is called prakriti when in the manifested stage of existence."
Yattat trigunam abhattam nityam sadasadatmakam pradhanam prakritim prahu ravisisham visisavat. Vishesha means varieties, and avishesha means without variety. Just like we have got experience, the earth is there. Now, if from the earth you can make so many other things, you can make doll, you can make pot, you can make bowels, you can make bricks, you can make house, so many things you can make. So this transformation into forms, that is called vishesha, variety. And when the transformation is not there, that is called avishesha or nirvishesha. Vishesha bhat. The word is used here, vishesha bhat. It appears like vishesha variety, but actually it has no variety. It is the material element. In another place, it is said, tejo barimit vinimayam yatra tisarga amrisha. Somebody says mrisha. It is created. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, this creation is going on, bhutta bhutta praliyate. It is created at a certain time, and then again it is annihilated, and when annihilated, mixed together, that is abhaktam, and when they are again created into forms, that is called bhaktam. Just like you take a lump of gold and prepare many ornaments, you can make bangles, you can make necklace, earring, and so many things. And again, melt it, it becomes lump of gold. That is the distinction between bhaktam and abhaktam. When they are made into varieties, that is called bhaktam, and when it is again mixed together, then it is called abhaktam. So, Sri Bhagavan Vacha, Kapil Dev is speaking. He is Bhagavan. The word Bhagavan we have explained several times. Bhagavan is person. Uvacha. Bhagavan said means Bhagavan is person. Unless one is person, he cannot say, he cannot speak. So, the source of knowledge is Bhagavan. Bhagavan is the origin. In the Srimad Bhagavatam it is said, aham eva asam agre. Before the creation, I was there. And when Bhagavan speaks, I was there, that means he was not alone. Just like here is Krishna, Bhagavan. He is not alone. he is with Radharani and the gopis and the cowherd boy and his friends. That is described in the Brahma Sanghita. Bhagavan is not alone. Chintamani prakara sadmasu kalpa brikhala khabriti su surabhi ravipalayantam. Lakshmi sahasra sata samrama sevamanam govindam adipurisam tamaham bhajami. Binam kannantam aravinda dalayataksam barahabatam samasitam buddhasundarangam. Kandarpa kotikamani abhisesu sobham govindam adipurisam tamaham bhajami. Alola chandra kalasad banamala bhamsi ratnanga dang pranaya kedi kalavilasam shyamang tribhanga lalitang niyatap prakasam govindam adipurusam. There are hundreds of verses like this. So Krishna is not alone. Krishna is always in varieties. Anandamaya Vyasa. He is Anandamaya. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavitabhi Stabhi Eva Nijarupataya Kalabhi Goloka Eva Nivasati Akhilatma Bhuta Govindam Adipurisam Tamaham Bhajami. He is Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Satchidananda Vigraha. So Krishna is not Nirvishesha. He is Savishesh. But this material world is actually Nirvishesh. But it appears something like varieties. It's something. The example I have already given. A lump of matter, either you take earth or water or gold or silver, and you can make varieties of things. Cause and effect. But that is Nirvishesha. But the spiritual world, janmadasya jataha, as it is said in the Vedanta Sutra, the origin of everything, the cause of all causes, that is full of spiritual varieties. That is not Nirvishesha. Here in this material world, we are seeing these varieties. We have got these planets, and the planet, there are so many mountains, so many trees, so many plants, so many houses in each and every planet. Don't think the other planet that is void. No. They are also full of varieties. Full of varieties. We get information. Jasya prabhaha prabhavato jagadanna koti kotishu asesha vasudhadi vibhuti bhinnam. Vibhuti bhinnam. Different varieties. Krishna and Krishna's creation, there are full of varieties. Anywhere you go. Vibhuti bhinnam. Jasya prabhaha prabhavato jagadanna koti kotishu vasudhadi. Vasudha means planet. Vasudhadi, vibhuti bhinnam. In every vasudha, in every planet, there are different atmosphere. Just like we get information from here by the scientists that the moon planet, the temperature is 200 degrees below zero. So that is another variety. Similarly, sun planet, many thousand times temperature, thousand times the temperature is very, very high, fire. It is almost fire. So, vibhuti bhinnam, different planets, different. So, these varieties are material varieties. Material varieties means when it is non-manifested, it is called pradhana, and when it is manifested, it is called prakriti, or nature, material nature. But these varieties, they the material pradhana, pradhana is nityam, but the prakriti is not nityam. Nityam means eternal. But there is another world, parastasmatu bhava anya. That is sanatana, that is eternal. We have got this experience of this material world. This is not eternal. This is just we have got experience of this body. This body is created at a certain stage and it will stay for some time and it will transform into many other forms from this body and then it will dwindle and then it will vanish. Similarly, the whole material creation is like that. It is created by the interaction of the three modes of material nature. First of all, it is a lump of matter, mahatattva. It is called mahatattva. That mahatattva is above this universe, above the skies. Above the sky, there are seven layers. Each layer is 10 times more than the other layer. In this way, that is called mahatattva. Total material elements that stop there. And then these varieties take place. And about that mahatattva, there is spiritual world. Parastasmatu bhavanna. Another material nature. That is called Brahma Loka or Vaikuntha Loka. There are also spiritual planets, and above all such planets, just like in this material world, there are millions of planets, and the topmost planet is called Brahma Loka, where Brahma lives. From Brahma, all other things are created. So beyond that, this is manifested, prakriti. Beyond that, there is non-manifested, total stop. That is called abhakta or pradhana. And beyond that, there is the spiritual world, parastasmatu bhava anya. That is another bhava or nature. Bhava, sabhava or nature, the same word. So, that is sanatana. Just mean when everything will be annihilated in this material world, because material world, anything in this material world, it will be annihilated at a certain stage. Just like my body will be annihilated. Anything. This table will be annihilated. This microphone will be annihilated. Anything will be annihilated. But there, the same things are there. But they are eternal and spiritual. They are eternal. They are never to be, even after annihilation of this whole cosmic manifestation, the spiritual varieties will not be annihilated. This information we get from Bhagavad Gita and other Vedic literature. So, Kapil Dev, the personality of Godhead, his person, we should always know that Bhagavan is person full of six opulences. And because he is full of six opulences, therefore he has got his form. Ishara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadi Radi Govinda Sarvakarana Karana. His Vigraha, his form, he is not like our form, because we do not know that Krishna has got his spiritual form, Satchidananda Vigraha. Therefore, ordinary man thinks that Krishna is also a man like me. Abhajananti mangamurha manasim tanumasi. One who does not know what is Krishna, he says, Krishna is also a man like me. Krishna also gets a body like me, but that is not the fact. those who do not know about Krishna, because to know Krishna, that is not ordinary thing. Manushyanam sahasresu kaschid jatati siddhaye jatatam api siddhyanam kaschid vetimam tat. Out of many persons, they are trying for self-realization, siddhi, that is called siddhi. And out of many thousands and millions of siddhas, siddhas means one who is self-realized, then they are called siddhas. Out of them, one may know what is Krishna. Krishna cannot be known by ordinary human being. One must be first of all siddha, then out of the siddhas, the most topmost siddha, he can understand what is Krishna. But Krishna is so kind that he comes personally and manifests himself. Tadātmānam sijāmaham jadā jadā hi dharma sankrāni bhavati bhārat. Tadātmānam sijāmaham. Then I appear. There is time. In one day of Brahmā, Krishna appears. Everything is there in this shastra. That means some millions of years after, once Krishna comes within this universe, and when he comes on this planet and in Vrindavan. Therefore Vrindavan is so important. This Vrindavan is replica of the original Vrindavan. There is Krishna's place. Goloko naam ni nijadham ni tale chatasya. Devi Mahesh Hari Dham Sute Suteshu Tete Prabhava Nichaya Vihitastra Jena Govindamadi Purusam Tamaham Bhaya. There is the topmost planet in the spiritual world which is called Goloka Vrindavan. So, below the Goloka Vrindavan, Goloka Namni Nijadhani Tale Chatasya, everything is below the Goloka Vrindavan planet. And then all of them are called Devi Mahesa Hari Dhamasu Teshu Teshu. Devi Dham. The Devi Dham means this material world. This is controlled by Devi Durga. Srishti Sthiti Pralaya Sadhana Shakti Reka Chai Vajasa Bhavanani Vivarti Durga Ichchanu Rupamapi Jasa Cha Cheshtate Sa Govindamadi Purisam Tamaham. The Vaishnava philosophy is the Govindam Adipurisam Tamaham Bhajani. Govinda is Adipurisam. Aham Sarvasya Prabhava in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says that I am the original source of all, everything. So the Devi Dham, the Mahesa Dham, and the Hari Dham, they are all expansion of Krishna. Aham sarvasya prabhava. Matta sarvam pravartate. The whole spiritual world and the material world is manifestation of the energy of Krishna. Matta sarvam pravartate. Iti matta bhajante mana buddha bhava samannita. One who understands this science. Iti matya. Bhajante man. Who? Na Buddha. One who has understood very perfectly well through the shastra, through sadhu, sadhu shastra, guru. The source of information is sadhu shastra guru. That is also recommended in the Bhagavad Gita. Tad viddhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. Upadakshanti tadgyanam jnanina tatta darshina. So we have to approach to a guru. Tatta darshi. Tatta darshi. Tatta darshi means what is tatta? Tatta means truth. One who has seen the truth. We have to approach that. Tatta darshi. And what is that tatta? Badanti tattatta vidastattam jadgyanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti sabda. Tattva means the Tattva Vastu, the absolute truth is manifested in three features. Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaneti, Sabdate. They are actually the same thing, but different realization. I've given several times this example. Just like the sun shine, the sun glow, and the sun god Narayan within the sun glow. That is one thing. One thing means the Narayana within the sun glow, his bodily effulgence is so glowing and bright. This is called sun's blazing, effulgence. So this sun sign is also expansion of that glowing effulgence. So they are one thing. Just like fire. Fire, direct fire, temperature, and just outside the fire, temperature, and the heat of the fire outside. Although they are one, but the temperature different. Similarly, the sun god and the sun globe and the sun sign, they are one, but different temperature. So one who knows this, that means one who knows that the Brahma effulgence is just like the sun sign outside, and the Paramatma feature is the expansion of the Supreme Lord everywhere. Annantarasam Paramana, he is everywhere, even within the atom. That is Paramatma feature. And ultimately it is coming from Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Aham sarva satrava. So one has to understand. Buddha bhava samannita. Buddha. Buddha means one who knows. So such person we have to, tattva-darshi, one who knows what is tattva, what is Brahma, what is Paramatma, what is Bhagavan, we have to approach such person. Tad-vijñānārtham sa gurumeva abhigacchet. So in this way, as Draupadi, Devahuti. Devahuti is the mother of Kapila, but she is taking instruction from his son. His son, Kapila, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So it doesn't matter whether God appears as my son or guru or father. God is there always. So we have to take knowledge from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is perfect knowledge, because he is the origin of everything. Govindam Adi Purusham, Adi, the original person. So if we take lessons from the original person, that is perfect knowledge. Otherwise, it is imperfect knowledge. So that somebody was asking about the parampara. So that parampara is very necessary to know the knowledge by the parampara system. Evam parampara pratam imam rajavishayo vidu. Parampara is very important thing. Therefore, unless we take to the parampara system, which is in another word, it is called sampradaya. Sampradaya. So to understand the absolute truth, there are four recognized sampradayas. The Brahma sampradaya, the Rudra sampradaya, the Kumara sampradaya, and the Sri sampradaya. Sri sampradaya means one sampradaya is coming from directly from the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi. That is called Sri sampradaya. And one sampradaya is coming from Lord Brahma. Tene Brahma Rida Adikavaye. The Adikavi is not Brahma. He learned from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Tene Brahma Rida. He, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, instructed Lord Brahma from within the heart. Tene Brahma Rida. Rida means within the heart. So in this way, instruction is received from Lord Brahma, from Lord Shiva, from Lakshmiji, the goddess of fortune, and the Kumars, Sanat Kumars, son of Sanatan, Sanat Kumar. They have got a sampradaya. So, we have to approach this sampradaya. Tad vijnanatham sa guru meva vigacchet. Vigacchet must approach this sampradaya. Either of this sampradaya. Sampradaya vihina je mantraste viphala mata. If you don't take your instruction mantra from the sampradaya, then it is useless. It has no meaning. Because they do not know. Therefore, we have to take sampradaya, accept sampradaya. So there are four sampradayas of the Vaishnavas. At the present moment, they are known as Madhya Sampradaya, or Madhya Gauriya Sampradaya, or Ramanuja Sampradaya, or Vishnu Swami Sampradaya, and Nimbarka Sampradaya. See, here in Bombay, Vallabh Sampradaya, they belong to the Vishnu Swami Sampradaya. So we have to approach the Sampradaya. Without Sampradaya, whatever we learn, that is not perfect. Sampradaya Vihinasti, Mantrasti, Nipalava. Just like we have got very nice example that in political field, there are parties. This is Congress Party, this is Communist Party. So these parties are recognized. Unless you belong to some party, you cannot stand for election. As it is there in the political field, sampradaya bhinaje, they cannot stand. Similarly, if one person who desires to advance in spiritual life, he must take initiation from the sampradaya. So we belong to the Gaudiya Sampradaya. Gaudiya means Gaudiya. Gaud desh is called Bengal. There are Pancha Gaud. Punjab is also called Gaud desh. And there are five Gaud and five Dravida. In southern India, they are called Dravida. And in north India, they are called Gaud desh. So Gaud, Bengal is also Gaud. And the Vaishnavas, belonging to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's cult, they are called Gaudiya Vaishnava, Bengali Vaishnava. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu happened to be a Bengali. But he belonged to the Madhya Sampradaya. His guru was Ishwarpuri, and his guru, Ishwarpuri's guru, was Madhavendrapuri. And Madhavendrapuri belonged to Madhyacharya Sampradaya. The Gopal, the Nathadvara Gopal, that belonged to, originally it was owned by Madhavendrapuri. Then it was delivered, the deity was delivered to the Vishnu Swami Sampradaya. So anyway, if we require knowledge, factual knowledge, we must receive it directly from the Supreme Personality of God. That is perfect knowledge. Therefore, Devahuti is receiving knowledge, although Kapil Dev is his son, but because he is the Supreme Personality of God, he is taking knowledge from him. And if we take knowledge from him also, everything is there in the book, then that is perfect knowledge. That's what he said, Bhagavan was. As Bhagavan is complete, purna, purna vada, purna, purna, mudachyate. He is purna, sampurna, complete. So, that knowledge is perfect. So, Kapil Dev is giving knowledge, beginning, how the creation, the material creation is begun. He is beginning from that point of view. Pradhana prakriti, sadasat, and jatat trigunatmatam, this material world is trigunamai, trigunatmakam, or trigunamai, the same thing. As Krishna says, daivijyesha gunamai, gunamai. This material world, this prakriti is gunamai. There are three modes of material nature. So we are controlled by this trigonometry, and we have to become gunadhita. As Krishna advises to Arjuna, Traigunnam Visaya Veda, Nistraigunnam Bhajva Bhavarjuna. Just try to become above the three gunas. That is human life. Human life is not meant for remaining within the category of these three gunas and struggle for existence. That is not human life. That is animal life. Mamaivansa jiva bhuta jiva lokusanaka. Mana sasthani indriyani prakritisthani karsati. Krishna says that the living entity, they are my part and parcel. They are as good as I am. Because the part and parcel of gold is also gold. It is nothing else. It may be small gold, but it is gold. Similarly, we may be very small, fragmental part of the Supreme Person, Brahma, but we are Brahma. This is Brahma, aham brahmasmi. This is Brahma realization. It is not very difficult. If you simply understand that I am part and parcel of Krishna, that is Brahma Gyan, Brahma Bhuta, Prasannatma. It does not take very much time, but requires little brain. That if I am part and parcel of God, then I must be qualitatively the same. Part of gold is also gold. So that self-realization is not very difficult. But it requires little fortune and intelligence. Aham Brahmasmi, this big saintly person, they are undergoing severe penances and austerities to understand Aham Brahmasmi. But if you believe in the Bhagavad Gita statement, Krishna says, Mamaivamsa Jeeva. The living entities are my part and parcel. So, if Krishna is Parabrahma, Parabrahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Paramam Bhavam. This is accepted by Arjuna. When he heard Bhagavad Gita at the end, he is accepting Krishna, you are Parabrahma. So, if we are part and parcel of Parabrahma, then we must be Brahma. Where is the difficulty? So this Brahma hung Brahmasi, Brahma realization, can be understood in a moment if you believe Bhagavad Gita as it is. But if you foolishly interpret in this way and that way, then it will take millions of years. You will not understand what is Bhagavad Gita, what is God, what is. Therefore, part and parcel's duty is just like in an office. If I say, this man is one of our part, or one of my partner. A partner means he is working for the same interest. That is partner. So similarly, we are partner, parcel of Krishna. That means we must be partner of Krishna. And what Krishna wants, sarvadhanman parityajyamami kamsaram, he wants. As partner of Krishna, you should preach that you surrender to Krishna. That is your business. Thank you very much.